listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Doug Pound, be sure to tune in to News Channel 5, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns, every Sunday for Browns pregame coverage all season long, beginning at 11 a.m. with Inside the Cleveland Browns. This week, we'll also have a special mid-year Browns countdown, kind of looking at the team after nine games at 11:30, and also Thursday night, 7:30, of course, the Mike Pettin Show on News Channel 5. Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. By the way, official in San Diego, Keenan Allen placed on season-ending injured reserve with that lacerated kidney.
That's crazy.
That is brutal. Brutal. Guy was having a phenomenal year down there for the San Diego Super Chargers. You want to go to the phones quick, then we'll do some grades?
Yeah, let's go to Bobby in Lima. Bobby, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hi, hello. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I'm just a diehard Cleveland Browns fan. I'm 51 years old. I've lived through the cardiac kids and the 80s, and, you know, what I'm seeing now is not really a football team. So I think the way you fix this whole thing is you trade everybody that you can get something back for. You use the draft to get you some, you know, the next GM, Ray Farmer is just a disaster. The next GM, you tell him, okay, for the next 2 years, all you do is sit and watch Mel Kiper and Todd McShay, and whoever they say is the first-round draft pick, when it comes our number, you pick the guy, the best guy for the job. And that's it. Don't do anything else. Then, after that, after you pick the best player available, then your scouting department comes in for your third, fourth, fifth. That's where you find your core players who will play hard for you for the next 4 or 5 years until they want a new contract. So you got everything, but let me tell you this. I don't think Josh McCown was our problem. I don't think quarterback
absolutely
is
not
our
Josh McCown wasn't.
Josh McCown is not. I'd love to keep him as our backup, whoever we find as our franchise quarterback. The guy, he plays hard. I mean, he doesn't win. I get that, and it's a bottom line business. But I'd keep him around to train our franchise quarterback because he's a professional. The guy comes to play. You got to give him that.
All right, Bobby, thank you for the call. Thoughts, Nathan?
I mean, if it was just that easy, I think a lot of teams would just listen to Mel Kiper and Todd McShay, but there are people that are in there doing that. Listen, I don't know. Right now, Ray Farmer is the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, and you hope that if he gets an opportunity, another swing at the plate in the first round, that things work out a little bit better than they seemingly have thus far. Again, it's so early to say whether or not it has been a great success or a total failure, but you're not getting the immediate impact that you want out of those picks.
No question about it.
At all. And I can say that. I mean, you know, you look at it. Justin Gilbert was drafted 8th overall to play corner.
He's returning kicks.
He's your kick returner, and he's currently behind Johnson Batamosi on the depth chart at the cornerback position.
Goo.
Which I don't even care. As long as Justin Gilbert has a pulse, I would like to see him playing cornerback over Johnson Batamosi. And that's not anything about Johnson Batamosi, but Johnson Batamosi's made his name as a special teams player, and now you have an opportunity to see if your 8th overall pick to play cornerback can. Let's find out. I mean, I talked to Matt Wilhelm about it. You can't really show that much in practice. The only way you're going to be able to show it is if you can play in the game. So give him an opportunity to play.
Why not play him? Kwan, Ibrahim Campbell.
Pierre
Desir. Play him. See what you got.
That's what that's the point of this. It's the
yeah,
point of all.
You drafted him. You signed him. You drafted him. Whatever the case might be, there's something that you saw in them. You know, and Coach Pettin addressed it yesterday. He said, it's a tough question. You got to find when is the proper time to start playing some of these young guys.
Well, we will certainly find that out. Mike Pettin saying it's a valid question, but the time is not yet now.
Correct.
I think we are quickly approaching that time.
Indeed we are.
Yes.
Very quickly.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll do some grades. We'll go around the league. We'll take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.